Greetings, everybody. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all. Get ready for it. Paul Ducklin, Sophos, December 2010, 90 Second News. WikiLeaks releases loads of US documents. Lead vocalist Julian Assange gets into sex-related bother in Sweden. Assange is remanded in custody in the UK. Some US companies stop supporting WikiLeaks. Those companies get DDoSed. Assange gets bail, and then Assange complains about leaks in his criminal investigation. No irony there. And that, folks, is the elevator pitch. Data leakage really is something worth worrying about. Gawker Media, which has been leaking unflattering details of Julian Assange's romantic past, ended up with its own mega leak. Nearly 200,000 account details, including passwords, got published online. The top two passwords were 123456 and password, so when it comes to choosing one, don't be a monkey, which, by the way, was seventh on the list. Out of the blue in December came an accusation that 10 years ago, the FBI paid to see if they could sneak cryptographic backdoors into security-conscious OpenBSD. Project founder Theo de Raad wisely refused to get drawn into conspiracy theory, but the OpenBSD team reviewed the code anyway. No holes found, but a couple of bugs squashed. Good result. And finally, a Japanese couple were charged with stealing virtual property from the online game Lineage 2. By using spyware to harvest passwords, they plundered the in-game assets of other users, apparently to the tune of several thousand dollars a month. Password stealers are bad news, so keep that antivirus up to date. And that's 2010 finished. My goodness, how time flies when you're having fun. Thanks for listening. Please join me again in 2011, and whether you are on holiday or at work, until next time, as always, stay secure.